It's the BVW Podcast.
Excuse me, but this is an emergency.
Yes, sir?
What city is that over there?
That's New York, sir.
My first trip into New York City since we moved to the country, and that was 6 whole weeks ago. I bet I won't even recognize the old place.
Well, it has changed a little. They got skyscrapers now.
And everything in New York is irritating.
Here you are in New York, huh? This is it, baby.
Honey, I better go change my clothes, too. I can't go on a subway dressed like this. Well, if I can go like this, you certainly can go like that. In my blue jeans?
This week, I want to celebrate some of the amazing, great things about New York City that I do not take for granted. One of the most amazing things, you can pick up the phone and get Chinese food in this town delivered to you in 5 minutes. Anytime, anywhere. That doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. And you got it.
You go to Chinatown, some man will say, follow me.
Yep.
You go down some alley, up to the back of a restaurant, in a room, they close the door behind you, and then go, look.
Well, first off, you didn't park at the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel.
For the first time in 25 years, there's a transit strike. As you can see, subways are shut down. People are panicked. I rented this van. I'm going to give people a lift. I've tried to recreate a New York City experience, so I urinated over most of the seats.
It's up to you, New York.
Hi, everyone. We're taking a trip to the Big Apple on the BVW Podcast. Wait, the hotel costs how much a night?
I love New York City. Oh, yeah. New York City. I love New York City. Oh, yeah. New York City. Run them out, knock your
Dorothy, I want to go to New York. How come Rose gets to go? It's going to be a great trip. I'm going to get to see the big potato.
Thank you. When I was accepted at Juilliard, I was so excited about being in New York. I remember staying with my uncle in Long Island and taking a train into the city, and I'd get off at Penn Station. Mm-hmm. Penn Station, you know. It's not Grand Central.
Not glamour. No.
But I would walk to Juilliard up 8th Avenue, and it could have been the Champs-Élysées. I was like, 8th Avenue, wow.
Wow. Those are New York hookers. That's a New York rat.
Broadway is dark tonight, a little bit weaker than you used to be. Broadway is dark tonight. See the young man sitting in the old man's bar, waiting for his turn to die.
Wiping our Metro card and hoping that's just water dripping from the ceiling as the BVW podcast takes a trip to New York City.
All the rest of my life, and I want to be there with her too. So here I am. And there's going to be some changes made, and I love you. And what the hell are you doing opening a door in New York City without saying who's there?
We're Well, I shuffled through the city on a 4th of July. Had a firecracker waiting to blow, breaking like a rifle who was making his way to the cities of Mexico. Lived in an apartment out on Avenue A, had a tall on a corner of town. Had myself a lover who was finer than gold, but I've been broken, I've been busted up since. Love don't play any games with me anymore like she did before. That would fit in the folds of my wallet and it stayed pretty good. Still amazed that I didn't lose it on a loop of the place. When I was drunk and I was thinking of you. Every day the children, they were singing the tunes out on the streets and you could hear from inside. Used to take the subway on the house and the third. I would wait for you and not try to hide. Love won't play any games with you anymore if you don't want them to. World won't wait, watch you shake. But honey, I don't blame you. Hell, I still love you, New York. Hell, I still love you, New York. New York. I remember Christmas in the blistering cold in a church on the Upper West Side. Babe, I stood there singing, I was holding your arm. You were holding my trust like a child. Found a lot of trouble out on Avenue B, but I tried to keep it over hello. Farewell to the city and the love of my life. Please, we lived before we had to go. Love won't play any games with you anymore if you don't want them to. Sweep a sheet, so thing out the door. I'll always be thinking of you.
Kids, when I first moved to New York, it was dingy, disgusting, dirty, ugly, flea-ridden, stinky, and altogether terrifying. But then, sadly, the whole city started to go uphill.
You know who works out at my gym? Regis Philbin.
To the right, buildings towering to the
I'm sorry, Robin, but you're not a real New Yorker until you've seen Woody Allen.
I'd say you're not a real New Yorker until you've stolen a cab from someone who needs it more than you do.
No, you're not a real New Yorker until you've cried on the subway and not given a damn what anyone thinks.
No, you're not a real New Yorker until you've killed a cockroach with your bare hand.
What are we talking about?
Woody Allen is eating at Gregor's, and Robin thinks that we should go see him.
Why would I do that? I'll see him at poker on Tuesday.
Oh, come on. If we jump in a cab, we'll be there in 15 minutes. A real New Yorker would know the subway's faster. You just take the one, transfer to the 2-3.
Well, the bus runs more often on weekends. Take the M7 to the M5.
The bus? Every time I take the bus, there is one crazy person no one wants to sit near.
It's a BVW podcast trip to New York City, and I just got the deal of a lifetime on this Rolex. Wait a minute. That says Romex.
Back in the day, so you go to those little shops that they have, and in the back of those shops, that's where all the fake stuff was.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start talking. I don't want to imitate the,
yeah,
the dialect, but they start speaking that real loud, and all of a sudden they move you forward, and they pull down a wall of teddy bears. like that part back then never existed.
Yep. You don't even get to come in.
Yep.
So you don't know where it came from.
Yep.
You just end up at a building, they hand it out the door, and then the person that takes your money and gives you the bag, disappears like a ghost. So last time we went, they didn't even take you inside anymore. They radioed up and had somebody bring it down.
Really?
So they did trade me off at like four different corners.
Uh-huh.
Here, 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 here. And then when I got to one corner, they did the chirp and they said what I wanted. And then the door opened and a hand came out. And then that is it. We traded the money and that was it.
Downtown? You mean the Petula Clark song?
I think he was trying to tell me something, like it had some sort of a meaning.
Okay, so how does it go?
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go.
Downtown.
Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close.
Downtown.
Just listen to the music of the traffic in the city, linger on the sidewalk where the neon lights are pretty. Where the neon lights are pretty. The Broadway area?
No, that's Midtown.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. Can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright troubles, forget all our cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
It is so good to be back in New York. I lived here for 6 years, and then I moved away. And did you guys know you can do that? There's other cities you can live in. And in some of them, they let you control the temperature of your own apartment. Did you guys know that? You decide. You just punch a button. You don't have to wait for a guy you've never met to finally turn the radiator on so you can be too hot all winter. It's great.
Taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. Seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies, under the evergreens. I know what I'm needing, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day. Out of touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. Comes down to reality, and it's fine with me, cause I've let it slide. I don't care if it's Chinatown or Rotten Riverside. I don't have any reason left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind.
I always wanted to live in New York when I was a kid. I'm so excited that I get to live in New York. I saw New York City in a movie when I was a kid. It was called Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. It was a sequel to the movie Home Alone. I remember in that movie, oh, the kid in Home Alone 2, he gets into a stretch limousine on Fifth Avenue with a large cheese pizza, and I thought, this is the height of luxury! Now I live in New York, and I'm psyched, but that is a stupid movie title. Lost in New York, the streets are numbered. How'd you get lost in New York? I wish I'd been a Def Jam comic when that movie came out.
I would have torn it to pieces. Be like, you seen it? You seen this Home Alone 2 Lost in New York? It's a grand system, mother. Where you at? 24th and 5th? Where you wanna go? 35th and 6th? 11 up and 1 over, you simple bitch.
Hailing a cab and trying to make it on time for the show as the BVW podcast takes on New York City. No, don't take the bridge at this hour.
I think we're the traffic.
Of course we're the traffic. It's rush hour.
Isn't it going the other way?
There's no other way in New York. Everybody goes every way all the time.
Once in your life, you find her. Someone who turns your heart around. And next thing you know, you're closing down the town.
I know it's
downtown. I was on West 12th Street. And I was walking downtown. I was on West 12th. And I'm walking this way. And this guy's walking towards me. And he's on his cell phone. And we're both downtown. And as he walks past me, I hear him go, "Nah, nah, nah, I can't meet right now. I'm way uptown." And then he looked at me and he winked and he kept walking. It's the greatest guy I've ever seen in my life.
Because I live in a Manhattan apartment that's heated by a radiator. So every morning I wake up like this. Is the building on fire? Is the building on fire? No. Is it on fire? Okay, it's not on fire. All right, good. Just 1,000 degrees because I have a radiator. Okay. That's one thing about New Yorkers. We think we know everything. We don't know how radiators work. We don't know shit about radiators. I love it when I have friends come over, right? And they're like, "Dude, why do you got the window open in February? Close the window." I'm like, "All right, I'll close the window." 3 hours later, I just hear, "Guys, the building on fire! What's happening? What's that clanking sound? What's that clanking? Why is there a clanking?" And then I tell them what all New Yorkers say. "Well, I don't know. I don't know. We're not allowed to ask that question. We're not allowed. We're not permitted to have that knowledge. We don't ask questions like that. The clanking is the clanking, and that's what the fuck it is. Yes, it's peculiar that a device worn by water would sound like someone's beating it with a hockey stick. But we don't ask those questions in New York. That's not what we do. Why is there smoke coming from the ground in the streets? I don't know. We don't ask those questions. That's none of our business. Okay? We don't care about anything. We don't care. As long as there's an orange cone directing the smoke above my face, it's not a problem.
We'll be right back. at Coney Island? Okay, you can take the B or the F and switch for the N at Broadway and Lafayette. Or you can go over the bridge to DeKalb and catch the Q to Atlantic Avenue and then switch to the IRT. 2, 3, 4, or 5. But don't get on the G. See, that's very tempting, but you wind up on Smith and 9th Street, then you gotta get on the R.
Couldn't he just take the D straight to Coney Island?
Well, yeah.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. Never sleeps and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues. It's up to you, New York, New York, New York.
Frank Sinatra with the theme from New York, New York, to wrap up our trip to New York City. Thanks so much for listening to the BVW Podcast. We'll do another show soon.